And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of December, 2016. It is Christmas Eve. It was on this day in 1914, in the trenches of World War I, German and British soldiers began an unofficial ceasefire against the orders of the British High Command, which was alarmed that fraternization across enemy lines might result in a decreased desire to fight. But on the German side, Christmas trees were trucked in, candles lit, and strains of Silent Night, Stille Nacht, could be heard over in the British trenches, who joined in the singing, and both sides raised candles and lanterns up above the parapets. And it was decided informally that there would be no fighting the next day on Christmas. Christmas dawned without the sound of gunfire. The Germans sent over some beer. The British sent plum pudding. They met in no man's land. They exchanged handshakes and small gifts. Someone tossed out a soccer ball, and there was a soccer match that ensued, with the Germans winning by a score of 3-2. And then at 8:30 in the morning on December the 26th, hostilities resumed. It was on Christmas Eve in 1906 the first radio program was broadcast. Professor Reginald Fessenden sent his signals from a 420-foot radio tower at Brant Rock on the Massachusetts seacoast, and he opened the program by playing O Holy Night on the violin, then verses from the Gospel of St. Luke, and then a gramophone version of Handel's Largo. And it's the birthday of the producer and tycoon Howard Hughes, born in Houston, Texas, 1905, at one time the richest man in the world. Produced films, Hell's Angels and The Outlaw. He was a pioneer in aviation technology, crashed his airplane in Los Angeles, suffered terrible injuries, and was addicted to opiates for the rest of his life. Suffered from obsessive compulsive disorder and severe depression, and lived in isolation on the top floor of the Desert Inn in Las Vegas for many years, finally died in 1976. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson, entitled For Maya. A little girl is singing for the faithful to come, ye joyful and triumphant, a song she loves, and also the partridge in a pear tree, and the golden rings, and the turtle doves. In the dark streets, red lights and green and blue, where the faithful live, some joyful, some troubled, enduring the cold and also the flu, taking the garbage out and keeping the sidewalk shoveled. Not much triumph going on here, and yet there is much we do not understand, and my hopes and fears are met in this small singer holding onto my hand. Onward we go, faithfully, into the dark, and are there angels hovering overhead? Hark. A sonnet from Maya by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.